This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Ah, heck. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're hanging out, hopefully enjoying the show. Although, you know what? Unless you were, like, in a coma, if you're not enjoying the show and you stick around, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden all over the TV today. Because he's I don't know if you caught this, he's running for president. Anybody catch that? Or was I the only one? And when you look at what's going on with him, they are going to rip him up. You know, some of the Democrats are already talking about how he's out of touch with the center of energy in the Democrat Party today. AOC's afraid by him running, and God forbid he should win. You know, he's going to slow down the progress of the party. She's saying he's going to slow down. Man, you know what? She is just, God bless her. What do you guys say in the South? Bless her heart. Here you go. Some of you know what that means. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan's going to join us right after the break. I always enjoy when he's on with us. Very much so. I'm looking for an article. Somebody sent me, maybe you can find it. They said that California now is going to sack discipline. You won't be able to discipline kids, especially from lower socioeconomic areas.
Do they discipline them now?
Well, kind of.
I thought they gave that a long time ago.
Well, it depends on what you call discipline. You know, I went to school with the nuns. They had yardsticks and pointers, and let me tell you what. All they had to do was look at you, and you went, yes, ma'am, yes, sister, I ain't going to do that. Anyhow, yeah, back to AOC. Bless her little heart. She is sure that Joe Biden's going to send them back to the dark ages when it comes to the progress that they've made in the green movement. I find it interesting, though, Mr. Oblamo has come out and said that, you know, they're not going to endorse anybody until after the primary. Because they think everybody should, they shouldn't weigh in. Everybody should have a fair chance. And Michael Avenatti weighed in, right? He's backing.
this
is a sure win, right? He's backing Joe, Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe. Okay, thinks he's the best chance the Democrats have to win. And we know how Avenatti is called it every time, right? Hopefully he's not handling Joe's finances. You know what I'm saying? God, you can't make this stuff up. This is circus at a whole different level over there. They don't think so. They think it all makes sense to them. All right, text messages between former FBI official Peter Strzok and Lisa Page indicate that they discussed using briefings to the Trump team after the 2016 election to identify who they could develop for potential relationships. And, well, I don't know. With Strzok, it could have been for sexual pleasure because, you know, he was married, but that didn't seem to make a difference. Anyway, they go on to say they're going to track lines of questioning and, you know, assess changes in demeanor. That's how they're going to figure it out. Right, language one, a GOP lawmaker called more evidence of irregular conduct in the original Russian probe. I think it's wonderful. No, I really do. I think watching all this stuff come out is just fabulous, as they say. And more and more and more as time goes on, you're going to see more of this stuff pop up. You're going to see more of this stuff they're going to have to deal with. And I think it's great. The more, the merrier. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Come on, really? I think Facebook hates us tonight. Not even because of what you think. I mean, I can't even get the simple stuff up here. Yeah, it is moving slower than me. So you know it's bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Say a Boston area judge charged with helping. And the reason I'm reading this one right now, I want you to think of something. The new AG, Bill Barr, I said last week, it seems, I don't have all the answers, but it seems like he set the bar higher. He's not putting up with the garbage. So a judge charged with helping undocumented immigrants to escape the courthouses has been arrested. That's great. It's wonderful. A Massachusetts judge conspired with a court officer to help twice deported undocumented immigrants slip out the back exit of a courthouse and elude arrest by immigration authorities. Now, Judge Shelley Joseph, now this is according to the indictment that was unsealed today. Judge Shelley Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor, they were hit with federal obstruction of justice charges for allegedly aiding the defendant, who was arrested in March 2018 on charges of drug possession. Now, he was a fugitive already from justice. He'd already been deported two times. And what do? They help him, or try to help him, get away again. The man identified as A.S. was allowed to dash out the rear port entrance at the state courthouse. Right? After a plainclothes immigration enforcement agent identified himself to the judge and other courtroom personnel, they let him go. Oh, we don't know where he is. He must have slipped out. The United States Attorney said, look at the case is about the rule of law. About time somebody uses that terminology, right? The case is about the rule of law. It is not about feel good. I think Attorney General Barr, I've checked with some people today, the Attorney General Barr, not going to happen anymore. You either step up and do what the law says to do, enforce the law, or you're gone. Joe Messina, your host. Guess who joins me after the break? I'll give you 12 guesses. Your first 11 don't count.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I want. Now, you see, if I'm wearing this, this is my rain hat. If I'm, if I'm wearing this, you know what that means. You know if I'm wearing this cap, it's either going to rain here in California, and it never rains in California, or that means that Corey Duncan is going to join us here. And Corey's with us, and so is his lovely wife, definitely the better two-thirds, Anna Duncan. How you doing, guys?
They didn't hear any of your leaving.
They didn't hear anything I said. I blew that whole thing on nothing. Oh, wow. All right. We can start that all over again. I was telling people, if they see me with the hat on, that means that Corey Duncan is on tonight. Because it's not a rain hat, because it doesn't rain in Southern California. Can you hear me? Not a word, huh?
We can hear you. We've been trying not to listen to this sorry invitation to Saturday Night Live. So.
Anyway, how you doing, Corey and Anna Duncan?
We're doing wonderful. How are you guys? Thank you for having us on tonight.
Always fun. And you're finishing up your time at your secret location. I don't want to tell anybody who you are because I don't want them bothering you. I know you want to go out there and get a tan.
We realize that we are extremely tan. So I will let you guys guess where we spend our vacation.
It looks like you might be in Jamaica, man.
I'm definitely happy with my tan. Being a Caucasian, middle-aged, Nazi white guy, that's what happens.
Yeah, listen, I don't know if you heard today, but Joe Biden threw his hat in the ring for president, and AOC is very upset because, by throwing his hat in the ring, he is going to set the Democrat Party back decades. They've made so much progress in the green world. They've made so much progress towards socialism, and now she's worried that Joe's going to set them back. She set them back 100 years, but whatever.
Well, so it was expected, right, that Joe Biden was going to announce.
Yeah, at some point in time, yeah.
Right. And I think, the playing field still remains full of sorry losers that are all liberal and they're trying to catch up to their crazy agendas, but I don't think that's going to make a difference. I think we're going to continue to make America great again and keep America great again. But, all these politic things, they're just a smokescreen. We always tell you that. We truly believe that. They're going to try to do whatever they can so you can look on the left and while they're playing on the right, it's just...
But they're all from the same side. We know that.
Yes, Republicans and Democrats are the same globalist movement. Everyone wants the same thing, which is one global agenda. And they're just different colors. They call themselves sometimes conservatives. They're not. We've seen the crazy fight that they put against President Trump, being that he was non-political at the time. But ultimately, Joe, everyone is pulling for the one world agenda, and it really doesn't matter what they call themselves. They can be independent, and some of them will be, will adhere to that agenda. So to us, it's no news. It doesn't move the needle for us.
Well, I hear you, but we're still playing in this world, if you would, to a degree. One of the things I like that happened today in Boston was that the new Attorney General William Barr is going after these guys big time, and he went after the judge that released the illegal immigrant last year. Remember, they let him out the back door so that ICE couldn't catch him or ICE couldn't see him, and he'd already been deported twice. So now Barr has told the AGs across the country, no more. That's it. We're done. Rule of law. Even if a judge, a judge sitting on the bench does something illegal, it's right away on the indictments. No more game playing. We'll see where it goes.
I fully understand what you're saying, and I know what AG Barr is doing. Nonetheless, what good is that when we as citizens have allowed districts like the 9th Court, District Court, to be 100% liberal, and that court, the one that is always stopping everything that we're trying to do. What good are all these movements that are positive, I'm not saying they're not, when you have one sole circuit court that will always go against every everything that they're doing right. I blame, as I've always said, I blame the citizens for not sticking together and trying to change those circuit court judges. Some of them are appointed, but some of them are voted in. And those that are there, they were Obama's appointees, and we could have done something. It's been 2 years with President Trump, and nobody has stood up to do things right. Everyone talks BS, per se, and nobody's doing a thing. And it's sad. So from our perspective, and I think my husband can tell you the same thing, you know, all these things are just, they're good ideas, but I don't think they're going to be fruitful. I really don't think that anything that we're trying to do right is going to be fruitful until the masses, those conservatives, those quote-unquote Republicans, or those that want to do things right, stick together as a unit, as a group, and we move forward and we start getting rid of all these liberals. Otherwise, it's more time spent, more money spent doing absolutely nothing.
Now, Corey, you're just going to sit there?
Well, you know, big hello to everyone out there on Facebook and everyone that tuned in tonight. Thank you for supporting Jill, and thank you for tuning in. You know, I don't have too much to say about this. I don't have too much to say about politics, because if you spend $35 million on something and if you still don't have an answer, a yes or a no, you know, like I said last week, and I said on our good friend Al Cleveland Avery Road show, that why is nobody going to the Federal Reserve asking, can we get back on gold and the silver standard, you know, instead.
Well, you hear that. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We got a lot more to talk about.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New reaction to Joe Biden becoming the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. It will be nasty. You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate, exclamation point. Now, the former vice president who's run before, announcing in a video, saying, our best days still lie ahead.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Now, Biden's current campaign staff includes folks from former President Obama's campaign and members of the Bernie Sanders and Clinton campaigns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Again, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending your time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring them back on. Corey and Anna Duncan join us like they do from, well, every week pretty much now. And freshly coming off, they're all wound up because they're freshly coming off vacation, right? Or did I get that wrong? What are you thinking you had to go for?
I'm sitting up here talking about that promo. Is this like the Tonight Show back when Johnny Carson? Because that's what it sounds like, the promo.
What are you saying? It's like old? What you don't like brass? What do you like? Tell me. I got a lot of Barry White. I got all that stuff. What do you want to hear? Earth, Wind, and Fire? Chicago?
It's not nice to play with fire.
Oh, God bless. So, anyhow, where was I? See, you make me forget now.
We're talking about Biden.
No, we're talking about what that shirt of yours means.
No, actually what we were talking about before I was cut off is that why don't we ask about things like the Federal Reserve to abolish that and to get back on the gold and silver standard instead of worrying about these relics. These people that you need a paleontologist to clear some of these fossils from, you know, from 200 years back, Joe Biden. Nobody's worried about that, man. We need to be worried about stuff like what I just talked about. Now I know nobody wants to hear about that. But, you know, it's interesting to me why no one will talk about things like that. But we want to talk about this other stuff that's insignificant. It's insignificant that we're paying taxes and we don't have to pay taxes. But see, no one wants to talk about things like that. That's why I say with the politics thing, I don't really care. I could give a rat's you know what about one any of these guys running because they're not true candidates to begin with. So why should you give airtime to people that are insignificant? Having the conservative and this is not Democrat or Republican. Everybody wound up being an independent because this party, the conservative party, is garbage. And all it is a bunch of people. And we show up every 4 years. The Democrats, they run this thing all 4 years, all kind of programs, and we can't get together and you to put 12 conservatives in one room and say something to one of them, by the time I get back to you, it'll be totally 10 different things. There's no unity. This party is broken. That's why we stepped away from the politics part, because it's a broken party, and I refuse. No intention, Matt, and I do enjoy coming on here, appearing on here along with my wife, even when she's not here. But and to sit up and discuss things about insignificant people that you give too much, that a lot of people give too much airtime to, like that. When what's the guy from Empire, Jesse, whatever, the guy with the bad, you know, that's bad about lying and stuff like that. People gave him too much airtime. He was a nobody. And then media and conservative media made him a somebody. They made him relevant. They made him where he can now make six figures because somebody else is. Who cares about Joe Biden? Joe Biden is running because he's going to get help from the Obamas. We're not talking about the rest of the field. And like me and my wife was talking today, and then you know who's going to be his running mate? Miss Camilla. It's probably going to be her, because they got to have a black woman to run with an old white guy. But see, the only thing that she can't do is try to play Vice President Pence and get him into that garbage of, you know, you're not going to vote for the black woman, so you must got something that gets scraped and raised. You can't play that with him, because, you know, God bless President Trump. He's not, Vice President Pence is a lot more laid back. And he like, okay, you say whatever you want to say. I'm going to deal with the facts. And that's what you have to do. You have to step away from things and take a good hard look like I have about a lot of things that I, quote unquote, fuss about a whole lot or say something about. And just look at it, you know, like I told you before, when you start reading a certain age, you just look at some things. You know, the things I just get ourselves out and I just laugh at them.
To your point about a couple of things, right? First of all, I get what you're saying about the Fed, and I get what you're saying about the paying of the taxes. But come on, let's be honest about this. Don't pay your taxes and watch what happens. And scream that it wasn't voted on properly and it wasn't voted in properly. Watch what happens to you. We can't even put people in jail that we can show what they did wrong in the last 5 years, let alone, you know, 5 decades ago. So I understand what you're saying, and you're not going to agree with me. I know you're not. But fighting about whether taxes are right and proper or not is as useless as fighting about whether Joe Biden should be talked about. Because nobody's going to fight the IRS. Nobody.
I would have to disagree with you about that, because in strength there's numbers, and if enough people was to come together and to take and really put their foot down, like they put their foot down about politics, then you probably could get something done. But nobody wants to. That's just like the same thing as like when we deal with education. Nobody wants to hear about that. They want to hear about the drama of going back and forth with someone, when the real problem is because we're in a situation as conservatives. Why? Because no one wanted to educate anyone. Everyone wanted to just sit back and wish off every 4 years. So this is what you get. You get all of these liberals that are in the courts, wait a minute, that are in the court system, the law enforcement, and our public schools, and all of the schools, and having all these crazy laws and everything. That's, you know, that's why there's discord, because there's no unity. And until we get, just like my wife just said a little while ago, until we get some unity and some true leadership in this conservative, instead of these pockets of people that claim I'm a leader and I'm this and I'm that, but they don't have an end game. They just have, we show up and I'm an activist, I'm going to beat the drum and wave the flag. That don't get nothing done. I told you before last week, what did I tell you? I hope everyone listened to me last week. I told you, a bucket full of mouth and a cup full of knowledge, intelligence. No one has a, we have the answer. It's called education, because that's where it starts at.
Yeah, but you and I have had this discussion for years, and I think You know, I was one of the first one to tell you, conservatives don't, I mean, a lot of conservatives, not going to say all, because there are some out there fighting, but most conservatives, they don't fight through, they don't step up, they don't do the things they tell you they're going to do. You saw it, it happened to you, you know, in a couple of your events. It happens to me on a regular basis. So
it happens to us on a regular basis. Well, it did, but it doesn't anymore, because I'm going to tell you the truth, Joe. We don't even pay attention. We don't watch those people's videos. I've instructed people that were sending us those videos via email. Don't do that anymore, because we're not interested in what they're doing. If they continue to want to have this thing where they think that they're going somewhere, and I go back and look at their videos and everything else, and you are in the same place you were in 5-6 years ago, and you're doing nothing more than what you were doing then. You got a lot of followers on Facebook and a lot of followers on this and that, but you're still not doing anything with it. So, I mean, don't get mad at me don't get mad at me because I call people out. A lot of people get mad at me because I call people out on things, and They don't want to hear it. They're like, well, he's hating, and he's against the conservatives. I'm not against conservatives, but this is not a hustle. This is about keeping our country first.
Well, like look, but being a conservative is a lot more than you just saying you're a conservative, labeling yourself as a conservative. You got to get off your butt and actually do something, you know?
Absolutely, sir.
But Joe, we have, look, very plain and simple, and I think I've said this before, you know, when I was part of the Ted Cruz campaign, who was at that time the most conservative known politician that ran for president, you know, we didn't get anyone committed to the team. No one went to knock on doors. No one wanted to do the hard work. You've heard me say this before. Your audience has heard me say this before. So I think where I stand is you can't complain when you are part of the problem, when you are not willing to sacrifice even a little bit to make this country great, to continue to change things, to take away all the liberalism that has been penetrated in every facet of our lives, TV, Hollywood, music, education. If we're not willing to sacrifice, then you cannot.
Well, that is, again, us, we-uns, whatever, not stepping up and doing the right thing. Anyway, we go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. They're not going anywhere, so don't you. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Fuck. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on because I want to have some fun with Corey in a second here. Corey and Anna Duncan join me, and I appreciate the time that they're spending with me. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
We're doing wonderful again. You know, towards the end of our awesome vacation, well needed, and we recharge our batteries, and we're ready to start, or continue, I should say, our awesome plans for this country.
Yeah. So I know you guys aren't, we'll say, paying attention to it, but you know that the New York Yankees have decided that, you know, like, what's her name, Kate Smith, is it? So they're going to pull God Bless America, you know, sung by Kate Smith because she's such a racist lady. So they're going to pull all that. They seem to have forgotten their own history when they wouldn't allow blacks on their team. So that's kind of funny, too. But to add insult to injury with you with that New York cap on, now de Blasio says, dude, no more hot dogs? in New York? What is that about?
Well, first, I want to thank you for having us up here. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in, even though I know some people may not like my commentary. But that's fine, because everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's why I went to fight for this country, so
Amen.
You have a chance to be able to speak and
Amen.
Have a
opinion.
So remember that for all of those, I don't like him. I like his wife, but I don't like him because I don't speak. You know, I just tell it the way it is. I know a lot of people don't like me because of it, but I don't really care.
I think it's the cap.
But I don't really care about that either because, you know what, haters will always hate. So it doesn't matter. Now, back to about K. Smith. K. Smith rendition of God Bless America is a seventh-inning stretch of every Yankee home game should continue on because guess what? You know, it's funny how we never talk about things like that, but it's okay for Jay-Z and DJ Khaled and all these other people to sit up and say the N-word, have your wife dancing around like with no clothes on. And it's okay for stuff like that's why I say I miss the era of the Italian mobs. You know, Joe, I know you know a lot about that. About the Italian mobs and everything and the mob because when the mob ran Hollywood, it was respectful. When the mob ran Vegas, it was respectful. We didn't have all of this every time someone says something about somebody. And Kate this and Kate that. I'm so tired of hearing these black folks. You know, I'm not going to say every black person, but most of these black folks have this racism thing like everything is about. If you say, I heard someone say something about Black Friday or whatever, and we are a little bit too sensitive in this country, left and right. It's just not just the left. You guys want to say that? That's your opinion. But I sit on the left and right, pro-fem, because we ran into that, about the pro-feminist, and also about the racist, because it's not good for them. You know, the mixed races, you get what I'm saying? But most of my children are mixed race. So that's why I say, when I hear black folks sit up and make these excuses, because we are a excuse race. We make all kinds of excuses. It's a white man's fault. I didn't have a daddy. This and that. That's BS. Because guess what? It can work if you make it work.
Amen.
It works in this family. Quite fine, because guess what? I demand success, because I'm the head. I'm the head of the family, and that's where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to demand nothing but success and the rule of law, and that's what you don't get here. But to get back to this, it has nothing to do with the mayor of New York is an idiot. The man got a ball his muscle. I mean, the man has mold on his brain. Those kind of people, as I explained to people before, do not give them the airtime. Because that's what, when they say stupid stuff like, you can't put butter on popcorn, or we're going to take pop away from people, or whatever. Come on. That's like saying, you're going to take toilet paper away from people, or whatever. Like, then we don't go back to leaves, or
well, Bernie, whatever. Bernie's going to regulate how much you can use. That ought to be good.
Bernie, you know what? Bernie is there. Let me explain to people, and I know I'm going to not jump off subject. A lot of these people are in this because of one person, George Soros.
Yep.
As I always tell people, before anyone starts saying, okay, you're going to get talking about that. No, it's not a tinfoil hat. It's real, and it's that man has spent money to get President Trump impeached. I mean, to his last dollar. And you don't understand that. He put this bill together of these idiots. Because guess what? They want you looking this way. They want you
that's
looking
right.
that way. And that's why nobody's paying attention. Remember, people, www.conservativegen.com. And that's because we are about God, family, country, education,
Amen.
Unity, dedication,
yes.
and about the young Americans in this country to give them the proper education. And then in 2025, our Christian conservative colleges, we're going to run two of them, and also our children's hospital and our
Amen.
VA hospital. Was they? We are not going to in the same frame of Danny Thomas, God rest his soul. We're not going to charge anyone. We're not going to charge because see, right here we don't go get a grant. This is the Grassroots Conservative Association Group own finances, and we don't ask for donations. We're non-profit, and we're not going to sit up and say, oh, you give me the... No, we know we don't have rallies. We don't do none of that because we're giving back to Americans, and that's what it's about. But Kay Smith, they need to leave alone because that woman, no matter... You know, there's a lot of people that were racist back then, including black folks was racist.
It's so funny. It's so funny that they...
Let me say one more thing about the Hogo thing. De Blasio sits there with his African-American wife talking all this nonsense, but really, who are the folks that are buying the hot dogs? Typically, you have two. The tourists that are walking around New York, which drop loads of cash into that city, and number two, the low-income folks that can't afford food. So, is he helping his people, or is he hurting his people by, quote-unquote, taking away fatty foods, bad foods like hot dogs?
Well, look, but their mindset is they know what's better for you. I mean, think of it. Go all the way back to Bloomberg, where you couldn't buy 16-ounce drinks anymore. You couldn't buy, right? You could only buy an 8-ounce. Because he knows better than you. You couldn't possibly figure out what's good for your body and not good for your body.
Well, can I tell you something? You know who also thought things were bad for you? All these communist people, like the Castros and the Ortegas, and now the Maduros of the world, the Chinese Mao, they also thought some things were bad for you. And guess what they did? They took them away, just like de Blasio is. So I'm not sure how people don't see the correlation there, how someone can think that you are... doing something bad and can automatically take it away.
And you know what? Guess what? We can talk about this if we blew in our face. Guess whose problem? Guess who made this problem? You're looking at all of us that's on here, all of us that's sitting here, that follow these people that don't have a clue of what they're talking about, or don't have a clue of their history of this country, or don't have a clue of how we got here. We are to blame. Well, I know we're not, because we're actually doing something about it. You're doing something about it, but there's a lot of people that's not doing not one red thing about it.
Corey, I see a lot of these people too, and it's conservative parents or those parents who say they're conservative, and they're not checking what their kids are learning. They're not going into the school and you know, I tell people all the time, as a school board trustee, right? We don't want to see a bunch of parents in there mad. So the parents on the left will show up when you do anything that they don't like, and I mean anything.
But that's the only time they show up. They don't show up like PTA meetings or whatever like that. And the thing is, if you don't show up, how can you know what's going on in your child's education? But you'll show up for a rally that's going to take you down nowhere but down a pipe dream. But you won't show up to do that, though.
Well, it's the same thing. Look at, again, talking to another elected official today. You guys elect people to go into office. You elect school board members so that to do what you want them to do, but then you abandon them. It's like you throw your kid into the pool and go, hey, learn how to swim. You know, it doesn't work that way. We need your support all the way through. I need you to show up on the hot nights when, you know, things could go sideways over an issue. They don't show.
To what I said at the very beginning. We are not willing to put forth the effort to make a change. So if I, as an individual, if I, as a part of this family, I am not making a change to better my children, my household, my community, then I have no say. Don't go to a rally and scream, lock her up. Don't go to a rally and, you know, oppose the leftist agenda. It's your fault. We're in this hole because you are not willing to go out there. And like many people, like my husband and millions of people in this world have served this country. A lot of them have given up their lives. Lots of them have given up limbs for this country, but we cannot attend a PTA meeting. You cannot be on top of your children's education.
Try to focus on something that you can do something about instead of a lot of stuff that's a pipe dream.
We have a network to deal with. Anyway, tell people really, really fast where to find you.
The